This brings me to kind of my next question, because to utilize a strategy like this, you kind of already need people in the door. And I know with these offline retailers, I know a lot of them almost seem to rely like solely on foot traffic or really basic word of mouth marketing, not kind of like what we just mentioned, but just kind of, hoping that people will spread the word on their own. So what do you suggest these retailers do marketing wise in order to start increasing their overall, daily gross front end profits?
Excellent question. And let me backtrack, Coach, because you touched on so many excellent points. I meant to say, and in my excitement, that $10,000 master bedroom set, as you mentioned, it's a closeout or a discounted item. So your actual hard cost, like you said, might be half, $5,000, or it might be $4,000, or it could be a repossessed item that you sold and somebody brought back, and you make a disclaimer: this is a repossessed master bedroom set. I guarantee you, 99% of the customer base is not going to mind. But
Yeah, no
anyway, I
kidding.
digress. Now,
Especially if it's free.
here's to answer your next question. I want you to think about the concept and strategies we just covered. Now, think about this. Let's suppose you have, and I'm using this, ladies and gentlemen, everything's going to be convenient. Let's say you're in this seven business commercial mini strip mall. In other words, you're not in a mall. You know, those little kind of, it's off the main boulevard, and there's seven businesses in there, and maybe, or seven commercial spaces, and maybe five are occupied and two are currently unoccupied. Let's say one of the businesses in that particular, to make this convenient, you'll see why in a second. Let's say one of the businesses in there is a moving company. You know, not a franchise, but a local, independently owned mom and pop business. So they're probably doing whatever they do to get customers and generate word of mouth. Since you two, the two owners, know each other, just like, say, James is my coach and mentor, we know each other. So you talk. So the furniture concern says to the moving company owner, how would you feel about increasing your profits by at least 25% or more without having to do any additional advertising? Now, that's got to be enough of an interesting concept for the owner to at least say, tell me a little bit more about this over lunch, right?
Yeah,
So
no
here's the
kidding. I'd be interested
strategy.
in that.
You have to test the wording. That's the other thing. We haven't even mentioned A/B split testing, ladies and gentlemen, but that's just a fancy way of saying you offer A and offer B, and you pit them against each other and you see which one, if either, gives the most response. So here, think about this now. The moving company is going to go out to somebody's house to deliver whatever. Inside that truck, in the back wall, when you open the truck and you can see all the way through the back wall, once everything is taken out, there's going to be a giant display message put up there by the furniture concern, and it's going to say something like, "Need affordable furniture now? Question mark. Are you moving in a hurry? Call," and it's going to direct you to a certain phone number and ask for a specific person, like call and ask for Mary Jones or James McAllister or Mark Newsom, because they want to test and see what's going on. And here's the bottom line: when the people call in, they're going to know this comes from the moving company.
Right.
And they're going to say, "Well, right now we're running a special for their customers, Joe's Moving Service only." Again, a window. You come in the next 72 hours and you can save 20% off any purchase up to $1,000. You bring, you don't say drag, but you bring a person with you who's at least 18, you can save 40% off your first purchase up to $1,500. I guarantee you, there are going to be people who read that sign. Maybe the people are going to, the people who see the sign that the furniture is being delivered to, they may not take you up on it, but they're going to tell a friend. They're going to tell a coworker. They're going to tell a neighbor. They're going to tell a sibling. On and on and on. Somebody's going to call that number and take advantage. Here's the other thing you do. Think about this. On the driver's seat, there's going to be a package. And I'm sorry, it's going to be a sealed envelope. If they're delivering strictly to a female, the sealed envelope is going to say in red letters, quotation marks, "You definitely deserve this!" Exclamation point. Now, Coach, I got to ask you, when they hand this to their female customer, the move, the drivers of the moving company, how long do you think it's going to take for that female to rip that envelope open?
Yeah, not very long at all.
Not very long, exactly. And here's what she's going to find in there. There's going to be a extremely time-sensitive discount coupon for her to go get a women's deluxe facial treatment, whatever that is, okay? Now, I'm not defining that because I don't know enough about facials, but here's the point. Once again, let's say I'm just going to put a hypothetical retail value on it. Let's say it retails for $47. Here's the hub. Simply by her dragging a friend with her who's at least 18, both of them get the facials free. Now, I like to go off the theory of every person, but especially females, know at least 25 other local females. So if you got two women, that's 50 potential people. And then I like to work off the percentage of 30%. So in other words, 30% of the 50 would be 15. That means at least 15 of these women that they tell about this are going to go check this facial place out. Now, here's the other thing. We could have some other things in that coupon too, but I don't want to get, you know, too bogged down. Here's the point. If it's a gentleman, maybe you do have a joint venture. And when we say joint venture, ladies and gentlemen, kind of what my coach and I are doing right now, this is a joint venture collaboration. And you start out, when you attempt to joint venture, with the business and service providers that you already do business with. In other words, you don't go cold calling into the bakery across the street when you're barely going to the bakery. If you've already got an established relationship with that bakery, then that absolutely makes sense. Whatever your business product or service is, to try to, it's a form of networking and resource sharing. But the point is, you might have a coupon in there for savings on a bakery. Again, this is for the female. For the gentleman, you may have a coupon off for a dry cleaning service and something to do with cars. And your drivers are going to give this stuff away depending on what the customer base is. Because remember, the moving company is giving this stuff away, which means they're going to get some powerful word of mouth, social media shares, and some other stuff because they're doing it. But the companies that are actually providing the services on what we call the back end, they're going to get the benefits as well. This is a powerful way. I don't care what the economy is doing. Up, down, sideways, for your business to get what we call geometric growth as opposed to customer by customer, the snail's pace, linear pace, which is kind of what happens when you run ads and flyers and all this sort of stuff. So I hope, Coach, I answered your question of what they could do on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis to definitely increase their profits. And here's one other strategy that I will hook with that that's just golden. You've got to give your customers a bounce back offer. What are you saying, Mark? Let's say you go into a Mexican Chinese restaurant and you order something. Oh, let me do it this way, Coach, because just think about this. Ladies and gentlemen, in your mind, I want you to answer this in a loop. You tell me how this story ends. You order a pizza. Say it's a Saturday, a sunny afternoon, you're watching football, baseball, NASCAR, golf, whatever you're into. You're binging on Netflix, and you decide to order pizza. Now, we're talking about the non-franchise, local, you know, pizza places. We're not talking about the largely franchised. They could do this too, but I mean, we're talking about what the small business owner, you know, entrepreneur can do. All right, you call up the, oh, you go online, I'm sorry. You know, you went on your phone, you ordered this, and the company, you know, brings a pizza. The doorbell rings. You open the door, there's the man or woman, and you order pizza, yes, and tell you how much it is. You give them the money, maybe give them a tip, maybe don't. They take your money, you get your hot pizza, close the door. Of course, does that sound pretty normal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what they should do if you're the pizza place. You should have a time-sensitive discount coupon you hand to them that basically says the next time they call within 10 days, and you could test 10, 15 days, whatever, they're going to get a large free soda, X percent off the pizza, as long as they order over a certain amount, blah, 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 something. And again, the pizza place could go big time And they could maybe have a joint venture with a retail jewelry store. And again, for the women, the envelope would say, you definitely deserve this. She rips it open. There's a thing for the facial. And it also says, come into the jewelry store, bring a friend, and you could save 40% off your first purchase up to $1,500. That is going to get them when they go back to work or back before they go back to work. They're going to jump on the phone, start texting their girlfriends, their sister-in-law, their sister, their mom, if she's still alive. They're going to tell a lot of people. And yeah, which absolutely. Case, people are going to say, what pizza place was this? And again, you'd have something different for the guys. But the point being, this is how you spur word of mouth for literally pennies on the dollar. That bounce back offer, very important. And let me just throw in one little twist that they may not be thinking about. Let's suppose James has a mail order division to his business, no matter what it is. And he doesn't have a bounce back offer strategy in place just yet, but I do. So I come to him and I say, Coach, if you put this discounted offer, coupon, flyer, whatever, in your outgoing order, any business I get on the front end, meaning that first initial sale, I'll give you X percent, 25%, 50%, depending on how large my back end is. He's just picked up an extra additional percentage gross profit on his business he hadn't planned for. He doesn't have to spend a lot of money for it because I'm supplying the flyers or whatever it is. He's making additional money, and I'm picking up brand new first-time customers for literally pennies on the dollar. And ladies and gentlemen, we have not scratched the surface with this type of marketing.
Well, that's, I mean, it's really impressive, you know, the way you structure those, so creative with it. You know, what I really like about it is, well, number one, the offers are incredibly targeted. You know, talk about using different sorts of offers depending on what type of person you're delivering it to. The buyers are qualified, especially I really like that furniture example where you're having the offer, you know, at the end of the moving truck for people that just moved, because you know those are people that, you know, are going to be needing more furniture.
Exactly.
I think if people take this and they really get creative with how they can apply it to their specific business and just really focus in on the concepts and using those concepts to drive all these sorts of benefits, they can really go deep with it.
Absolutely. In fact, Coach, you know what? I'm glad you said that because I forgot to mention something. You just nailed it. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're listening to James and myself, I want you to conceptually think of 7 plus 3. But your concept may be 8 plus 2 or 9 plus 1 or 6 plus 4. Or 20 divided by 2, or 30 divided by 2 minus 5. That's all mathematically 10. So there's no special way to get there. There's just untapped, I'd like to say previously untapped marketing opportunities.
Yeah,
and absolutely. That's actually what I want you to think about.
One thing I forgot to mention too, that I think it's important for the audience to realize is these are the types of things that people actually pay attention to. Like these offers will be noticed and they will engage the person. They will take action with it. So much advertising today is just not even consciously ignored. Like it's automatically filtered out. The people don't even really see it. But like things like this, you can't ignore it. So it really gives you a chance to, you know, further that connection and again, make them take some sort of action.
I absolutely agree. You're right. I mean, people, when they, with TiVo and everything going on, people, just like you said, they view network television, the commercials, that's the time to go to the kitchen or the bathroom or return a phone call or whatever. They're not paying. And you may say, well, if that's the case, why are they? Because these companies have deep pockets, man. And they can just hammer us and hammer us and hammer us. And that's why we know jingles subconsciously, because we've heard them so many times.
Right. Yeah, no, these big companies, you know, they can wait. If you took the entire value of my company, you know, one of these big corporations could throw that away on something that does absolutely nothing and they would not even notice that the money was gone, which just blows my mind.
Absolutely. You're so true. Oh, my goodness. Boy, you are really doing me a solid here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think about this. The time that you're investing to listen to this recording in your local community, my local community, the coach's local community, some company is advertising primetime radio, TV, newspaper. You and I didn't see it, but they still paid for that wasted circulation.
It's just, I don't know, Mark. It's so crazy to me. I really hope that I never get to that point. And I can keep spending responsibly as I continue to grow, and that you do the same as well.
Sometime, I mean, I was going to say something. Somehow, I know you will, coach. You're too brilliant not to. And it's not cost effective. Like you said, who can afford to just let that money go out of the door and get very little response, bankable response or result? No way. You can't do it.